Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, and adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to C Cubed, Clear, Concise Communication. This is the podcast for the information design course. In this class, we discuss document design, layout, graphics, and usability in technical documentation. Hi, everyone. I wanted to talk in this podcast a little bit about reading strategies and knowing your audience. I've talked a bit about some of these concepts in the advanced class, and I'll continue to talk about them here. But what I want you to do is now focus a little bit more on them. Now, there are two objectives to reading for your reader. First is declarative, reading to learn facts. They just want to get in there, they want to learn something specific, and that's it. There are also procedural, which is I'm going to follow this step by step so I can get this task done, and then they get out of the document. Sequential or context dependent units. Okay, so let's think about this a little bit. You find information based on what precedes and follows it. So a lot of times they'll be looking for that order. That's why you'll see me say if something has to happen in step by step, it has to be numbered. And even sections, if you want people to read sections sequentially, use numbers to trigger that. You can use different types of numbers. For example, you can use Roman numbers, Roman numerals for sections, and then regular numbers for step by step. So it depends on how you want to run it, but you want it clear and concise. Random or context independent units, a lot of step by steps can be like that. When we think about sequential, we think a lot of times about reports, even though people might bounce around. There are certain sections they want to see first, but then they'll go back and read it in sequence. Here, random or context independent units, the user will find information regardless of what precedes or follows it. They need that step-by-step process on how to reboot their machine. That's it. They're done. They're off. So you can see how the different types of reading, where one might be more intense than the other. There are strategies for acquiring this information through reading. Now, you heard me say this skimming and scanning. A lot of technical documents are skimmed and scanned. That's just the way it is. People don't have time to read a 500-page manual. They just need to know installation and setup. They'll only use that part once, but they might go back and read some other section more intensely and very slowly. But the other one, they'll just, I'm going to install this unit. How do I need to install it? What components do I need to install it? And that's it. Then they're searching. You're searching for something particular, and you have receptive and critical. With skimming, you want to just gain that general information. So it's a fast thing. You might skim a book or something to see if you want to buy it. The declarative is the goal. Sequential or random is the access. And learning facts is the reading style. So they're just in there to read and learn some facts. It's either sequential or random. You never know what they're going to do. And they have a goal when they're looking at your document. Now, scanning, that's a little bit different. That's to find specific information. The goal is, again, declarative. They want to go through that and get their information. But it can be any kind of access. They can be sequential or random. And basically, they're reading to learn facts. They're reading to learn something that they need to know. And sometimes they don't need a step-by-step process, but they're looking for information. So sometimes they're looking for something that will trigger what they're looking for. And what I mean by that is, I pick up a book or manual sometimes and I don't quite know what I'm looking for or what the manual calls it. So I'll go through it and scan it and go, ah, okay, you know, Adobe might call this something else, you know, or these are splines, you know, and then I get the point. So I get to find what I need by doing that. Searching. You are scanning with attentions to the meaning of a specific type of information. You're searching for that information. You're looking through a manual, and you see now that you can switch back and forth between all of these different strategies. So it's a declarative goal. Sequential or random is the access. They could be just searching for something particular and go right to that table of contents and find it. And that's why I said if you got longer manuals, always put in a table of contents. And sometimes put in a table of figures or an index of figures. What are they doing? They're learning facts and That's the reading style. So they need to find stuff. Now we're going to move into something else. We're moving into receptive for thorough comprehension. The reader wants to learn facts and perform actions. I'll do this when I learn a new piece of software that I don't know anything about. So I'll take it and I'll read it. It's declarative or procedural. And for me, it's generally procedural. My access could be sequential or random. Sometimes I have to make it I have to make it sequential just so I can get started. And then I might be looking for certain things like what file formats does it save? You know, how do I really go in and save if it's not standardized? Can I save brushes as well as my project? You know, things like that. I have been learning ZBrush. So it's a different sort of methodology. You want to learn facts so you can perform actions. And I want to learn, you know, as much as I could about a piece of software so I can use it. Now, there's critical. These are your toughest readers because they're the white paper readers. They read academic white papers and sometimes critical journals. So you might write a very specific article that's highly technical for a journal, and they can read it in a declarative or procedural way, and they'll learn facts to perform actions. In other words, if they're reading a white paper, they're probably doing research and looking for new ideas or looking for ways to do something particular that someone's done, and they want to build on that. So that's very critical when that happens. You want that's why white papers are tough to write. White papers are also vetted by a group of professionals in the same field. Now, here are some things to think about. How a reader will use the document can affect how the document is created. Can a user efficiently find the information they need? What strategy will the user use to get that information? Are they just skimming? Are they scanning? Are they doing searching, receptive, or are they doing that critical review? And even one-page white papers, they're written very different because they're very, very critical. Define your reader while preparing to create your document. Are they local? Are they international? Do you have multiple types of readers? What is the reader's experience? This ties into a discussion of global documents I had for mental models, and you got to really think about those, and I'd say go back and look at those. You know, what's the reader experience? Are there work habits? What level of detail do you need to write at? And like I said, with white papers, you need a very strong level of detail. So where does all this lead? You take the whole document into account. When you have multiple audiences and cannot break into sections, who are your primary readers and who are your secondary readers? Who is most important? Meet their needs, then meet the secondary audience's needs. Don't sacrifice your primary audience for the secondary audience. And that's it for this lecture, and see you soon. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks. That's it for this podcast. Thank you for joining me. Music for this recording was supplied by Dano Songs royalty-free music at www.danosongs.com. Copyright 2018.